This podcast replay is brought to you by HialeahParkCasino.com. From the loosest slots in the state to one of the most comfortable poker rooms in South Florida, enjoy their smoke-free casino at HialeahParkCasino.com.
The one and only Steve Calabro is in the house. How you doing, my friend?
Big O. It's been a busy week.
Yeah.
Busy week. So I'm a little bit, I come here.
Next week we'll be super busy with the draft.
I know. I come here talking a little about the draft.
Yeah, we'll do a little pre-draft here next week.
Well, I'm thinking more of a bigger picture.
Right.
You're not going to like it. Oh, people are going to say, oh, this guy, just throw him in the river there or something. But so if there was a position that, and a guy, I forget his name now, but you'll know who he is. Mm-hmm. That I would go for. Mm-hmm. I would try, I'm going to give you a little hints here. I would try to change. So our draft picks are kind of crappy, right? We have like a 21, and then it goes to like something like 55 or
yeah,
something.
But the 21 is good.
Yeah, 21's good, right?
Because so a lot of good players, because all the quarterbacks are going to push down. Yeah. And so we're going to be in really good shape.
So what do you think about maybe Mike McDaniel will just wake up one day and say, I'm going to try to emulate a lot of those Super Bowl champion teams that had that dominant tight end. And, you know, let's see, Kansas City, Patriots, San Francisco. You know, the name, that's probably 10 or 12 of the Super Bowls in the last 20 years.
Right.
Maybe I'm going to try to be like that. So there's this little kid from Georgia, I think he is.
Oh, Bowers.
Yeah, he's just a little guy.
Yeah, probably small.
Just a little guy, little toddler there, right?
Yeah.
What do you think about taking him at 21 and everything else is defense? Everything else in the draft is defense.
Love it. But no shot he falls to 21.
I think he does.
No.
I think he's going to – I don't think he goes before – okay, let's say this then. Let's say this.
You got a crack pipe or something?
Listen.
So wait a minute. You're the one that gave him the bong mask?
Listen, we're going to –
Steve Calabro.
No.
He's going to do it again.
No.
That's what he's doing.
No,
see?
No.
You're not putting on. No. You're not getting away with that shit here.
Listen.
No. Listen. We knew somebody planted something on Laramie and then filmed it. It was Steve Calabro.
Yeah, that's the story. We're sticking to it. So
that's
listen.
Why we got Laramie and then we got all those picks. So now Steve Calabro is going to screw Brock Bowers.
No, he's going to 21. He's going at 21.
So where's the crack? Well, how are you gonna plant the crack pipe on him?
Listen, I'm going
to
tell you something.
Weed will not get you to 21 anymore. It's illegal in a lot of places.
Listen.
Sorry.
If he's available at 21.
Well, apparently you're going to make him available.
If he's available at 21 and the Dolphins don't take him, I think there's a place there on 29.
That's the best.
I'm going to bet you a milkshake. The best milkshakes in the world.
Oh, no, I will I will go and kick everybody out of the building if they don't pick Brock Bowers at 21.
I think he's going to be available.
I will personally go over in the building and kick everyone out of the building.
Okay.
If they did not draft Brock.
Please call me.
But
for
there's
the,
no shot.
I think there's a shot. It's not a great shot, but I think it's there.
No, there's no shot.
Because everybody's focusing on the quarterback. There's going to be seven or eight quarterbacks, and that's going to push, you know, I don't know. I think it's a shot.
He's the guy they don't push. He's one of the few that will not fall that much. He's too special.
Yeah, but there are teams that are beyond 21 that are talking about trying to get him. Now, they may be talking about trading up, you know, but –
yeah, and they're probably also like you, hoping that somebody plants something. So you're doing something.
So you like this? You like the strategy?
I love the strategy, but there's no chance it's going to happen.
I hope it does. That's what we need to have.
They will have to. I actually gave you a scenario where they trade up to get Brock Bowers.
So how do you trade? You don't have trade assets though. You don't have pick assets. You're going to give next year's draft pick? You're going to give a second-round draft pick for next year and move up, you know, seven or eight spots?
Gracias. You have extra picks next year, so that will be part of the trade. Besides the third rounder that you have, you're going to end up using, you know, some other stuff, in other words. And you're probably going to have to use...
Next year.
Next year's picks.
Yeah.
No, in order to do it.
So can we do this? And I hate to keep bringing this up, too, but is this sort of remnants of the owner's faux pas, right? Losing draft picks because of...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is a triple...
Well, we lost the first rounder last year. This is the third rounder this year.
Right, trickle-down effect, right? This is a trickle-down effect of when you lose draft picks, it kind of haunts you for 2 or 3 years, right? I mean, maybe more.
Right.
Maybe more.
And so what we do is you trade from 21 to 16 is what you
who's,
do.
Who's at 16?
Seahawks.
Who are the Jets?
Huh?
Oh, they're early. They're like in the single digits. 5 or 10.
Six.
Oh, 10.
10.
Oh.
You think he goes there? I can see him going there. I can see him going there. Vegas also needs a tight
Vegas,
end.
Yeah.
You know?
No, Vegas isn't. What's their pick?
13.
Oh, 13. Oh, they got a shot. So, but here's the problem. The Jets need a quarterback. No, he's not. He's gonna play 8 games in the next 30 games. I'm telling you. Yeah, that's
well,
not gonna
so
happen.
Colts need a wide receiver. They also need a tight end. But at 15, they end up trading their pick out for Brandon Ayuk. And then the Niners don't need a tight end.
No.
So they take Fontanu from Washington. And then Miami moves up to the 16th spot with Seattle, and they trade, and they take Brock Bowers.
And they lose next year's
They lose
second
their
round.
Third, and then they lose their probably second rounder next year.
Yeah, next year. Okay, so that's the deal. Why don't you put the call into the office and let them know?
That's the one prediction, because they're all talking about Ayuk to Pittsburgh. But nobody's talking about Ayuk to Indianapolis, because they have a young quarterback.
Yeah.
And so it's really important for them to give him a pair of receivers. They've already got one guy. They need another guy. So I'm thinking, and Ayuk is a veteran, so that'll help Richardson make a transition, hopefully, as quick as he can.
What about?
You said Vegas took a tight end in the second round last year.
Who? Yeah, but.
Meyer. Tight end Meyer.
But
here's the problem. Here's the problem.
Hey, Brock Bowers, bro.
No.
Here's the problem with Raiders.
That's
Aiden O'Donnell ain't the answer,
huh?
The quarterback in Las Vegas isn't the answer, so they probably picking one of the later quarterbacks, the non top three quarterbacks.
I don't know if you want to reach for that. You know what I mean? I wouldn't.
You got to reach now.
Nah, I would not. I would not.
I
would not. I would not. Unless you're convinced he can be the guy, I would not reach for a quarterback at all.
I think
you better be convinced.
Yeah, but. This is a new coach, right? He's got to build a team. He's got to get it. You know, you're going to build it around. Is it Aiden O'Donnell or O'Connell? Is it O'Connell?
Aiden O'Donnell.
O'Donnell, right? O'Donnell. I mean, you know, I can't see that being the build. I just can't.
No,
see
no.
It.
I know it's not. I'm
That's
not saying
dangerous.
It is,
especially for a defensive-minded coach.
Right, but he's young, so it's not like they're forcing him to win a bunch of games, and they know that they don't have a quarterback. So what are you going to do? You know, that's a cheap organization, too, so it's not like they go out.
That's what I'm saying. That's why they take the fifth quarterback taken.
Yeah.
They're trying to get a bargain, right? I mean, I don't know. That's what I think with the Raiders. I mean, I argued with my Raider friends. They think it's going to happen for sure. I said, I don't know.
Because they're desperate for a quarterback.
Right. They're desperate.
That's where, you know, you've got the number 8 pick and you reach for Ryan Tannehill, and it's like, yo, dude, he's got a second round grade.
Yeah.
You know,
live that already.
You know? I know the guy that Jeff Ireland hired to scout Ryan Tannehill that year. I know him.
What was the thought process? He was a receiver most of his career.
He turned in his report to Jeff Ireland and told him second round grade.
Really?
And he still took him at number 8.
Wow.
I've told that story here on the because
wow.
Something. I never revealed why I knew Ryan Tannehill wasn't the guy, because I kind of knew all the people behind the scenes.
You know
what,
though?
And I never talked about this story. I waited years later because he's retired now, so I don't give a shit. So, he goes, hey, man. He goes to me, guess who hired me today? And I go, who? He goes, Jeff Ireland hired me. I go, you serious? He goes, yeah, I gotta scout this kid Ryan Tannehill for him.
He was A&M?
Yeah, A&M. Yeah. So A&M. I knew everything behind the scenes of Ryan Tannehill. And, like, you know, I called him Ryan Tannehill and, you know, no pocket presents and all that kind of shit. Because my guys would fill me in on everything going on. And so, like, I was telling him, he's not the guy, he's this and that. And so, you know, it's just one of those things. And I'm not big on reaching for people, especially a quarterback, if you're not convinced, don't take him because you're just wasting your time.
Well,
and you're setting your franchise back, by the way, because...
Oh, years. It's 3 to 5 years. It's 3 to 5 years.
I'm sorry.
For fan base, for the team, everybody.
For the players, for everything, because you have no hope. Look at you, Aiden O'Connell.
Yeah, I mean...
You have no hope.
Yeah, I mean, it's
that's kind of like, you know, and that's how I was with Ryan Tannehill. I have no hope. I never had. But somehow or another, you build yourself up because you're trying to justify the pick. And that's where, you know, I learned my lesson, what was it 20 years ago with that? Almost whatever it was, 15, 18 years ago. Or maybe 20. Has it been 20 already since Ryan got drafted? But pretty close.
I don't know if it's 20 yet, but I can tell you something.
Pretty close.
But think about this. Think about this for a moment. It's kind of like going a little different direction, but Ryan Tannehill, you just explained it very eloquently. Here's a guy that made well over $100 million in the NFL. This guy's a second round, like sort of...
Kirk Cousins doesn't win ever in the playoffs.
Well,
and he makes a ton of money.
Yeah, well, he makes way more money than Tannehill, but...
And guaranteed, and he's still making money.
He's making
and
way
he
more.
He never wins in the playoffs.
Wait. We're going to get to that one, but the Tannehill thing is... I think it's even amazing that he was a B-minus quarterback,
yes,
making well over $100 million. I don't
it's
know
amazing.
What to say. Now, back to your boy
stealing
here.
Stealing money without a gun and a mask.
So now, he always picks on Kirk Cousins. I'm not a Kirk Cousins fan, but for some reason, I think he's going to do fairly well. I got to give it a direction. You give me the definition of good, really well in Atlanta this year.
Will he win a playoff game?
Yes, one. Only
oh,
one.
God.
One game. He wins the division, and he wins the first playoff game, and that's it. And he falls apart in the second game.
So you really do have crack on you.
This is another wager. It's another wager.
Yeah. Are you like the Dolphin offensive line coach?
Yeah. That was a couple years ago. Yeah. You know, I think he's going to do okay. I don't know why. I think there's some. I think they're building. I think Arthur Blank wants to build anything he can around that and just try to get. It's right. Blank that's involved with this, I think. And I think he's getting old, and he says, hey, this is my little. Let me give it a real
shot.
They
got some weapons and stuff. I just don't buy Kirk Cousins. I've never bought Kirk Cousins. Like,
no,
he's a solid quarterback, but he just doesn't win in the postseason.
He's not going to win the championship. He's not going to get into the Super Bowl. He's not going to do any of that. But he's going to win the division. The division's kind of weak. It's a weak division.
Yeah.
So
Tampa's – they brought back Baker.
Baker, come on.
He had a good year, bro.
I know, but he's
– He had a good year.
He can easily have a less than better year than he had last year, easily, you know.
He played well, man.
But it's not a guarantee that Tampa's going to be there.
He shut me up, dude. Although, I'm going to give him credit.
Well, I think the receiver, certainly Evans is certainly a big help there.
He made plays, dude. No, and let me tell you something. I watched a lot of those games. There were times when Mike Evans dropped some balls, too. That would have been, I'm telling you, I watched.
So we got two wagers going on. One's a long-termer. One is the draft and Bowers. They take Bowers. I'll even say trading up maybe. Okay,
trading
that's
up.
That's a push if it's a trade up.
Dude, if he's I don't think he makes 16 for the trade up. But if the Brandon Ayuk situation happens, it could open the door for Miami to get
then
to
that's
trade
a push.
Up.
Then
no, it's
then,
not a push because
that's a
it's
push.
Not. No, it's not 21.
It's our first pick.
No, you
it's
said
our first. Pick.
No. You said 21.
I did say 21. But I'm agreeing. I'm agreeing with you. The trade up might need to occur.
If he lasts at 21, okay, I'm taking you and the wife to a steak dinner somewhere.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
If he goes,
we're gonna go with the wives out, and it's on me.
Sizzler. Sizzler
doesn't even count anymore. That place doesn't even, it doesn't even exist anymore, right, Sizzler?
There's probably some places that forgot to close down, you know. But,
No, I'm serious. I'm going to take you to a really good steakhouse somewhere, Forge or something.
Oh, baby. I can get the 12-ounce
been
filet.
To the Forge?
The 12, I like it. I like. I haven't been, I've heard of it. I've heard of it.
You've never been to the Forge?
No.
Oh, no. Okay.
All right,
so if Brower's last to 21, I'm taking you and the wife to the Forge.
It's a no-win situation. It's all-win situation
yes,
for me.
Yes, because you get Brower's and the steak.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get steak and steak.
You'll be happy too, though.
Oh, I'll happily pay for that meal if Brock Bowers is a Miami Dolphin, bro. Bowers is a Miami Dolphin, I will buy the jersey that night.
I'm in
the draft.
I'll tell you what.
If that occurs, I guarantee you I will buy that jersey.
You buy the steak, I'll buy the jersey for you. Your size and my size, we'll be walking proudly.
I'm telling you.
And Sean. Three jerseys. I'm going three jerseys right now.
But it has to be
21.
But it has to be like my Tua jersey. It has to be a throwback. It has to have the old Dolphin logo.
All right, all right.
So I don't wear new
logo. Not the Gasecki logo.
I don't wear new logo. I don't wear new logo. That's banned. That's banned in my house.
Anyhow, so
I ordered a Dolphin umbrella from Amazon a few years back. Had the old logo on it. And I'm pumped. Wow, dude, they had the Dolphin umbrella with the old logo.
Nice.
Awesome.
Throwback.
You know, because I have in the back of my car, I have a couple of umbrellas. A Canes umbrella, a Panther umbrella, a Heat umbrella, and a Dolphin umbrella. Literally, I have four umbrellas lying in the back, and I switch them out. Depending on where I'm at, I'll use them, you know, depending on what sport and all that. So I'll leave them lying in the back in the back of the where the speakers are, right? They're lying there. So I order it, I get it, and it's the new fucking logo.
Nah. Bait and switch.
I got on Amazon right away, and I sent them this pissed off email. Look at the picture that I bought. I bought the old logo. You guys send me the new one. I can't stand the new one. I don't want this. I will send it back, this, that. They said, forget about it. Keep it. We're sending you the old logo, too.
Ah, hats off. There you go. A South Florida guy took care of you.
By the next day, I gave that umbrella away to somebody else.
He threw it away.
I didn't want that shit
in my
house.
What was your feeling? There was a period.
That's how much I hate that logo.
There was a period when the Dolphins went like blue. You know that blue they went with?
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
But they still kept the logo. They altered it a little bit.
I got a sweater. It's blue. I'm like, it doesn't look like a Dolphin shirt.
But the Dolphin logo was still the same logo.
I know, but.
And I know they cartoon-ish sometimes or they made it mean or whatever. They tweaked it a little bit, but at least they stayed with the original.
So you're okay with the blue? I wasn't okay with the blue. I think that it's teal. It's teal.
I get it. I was okay with the orange.
Oh, yeah, orange and teal is fine, but blue?
No, I get it. Black jersey too, or whatever. But that's
That was
all marketing crap.
Yeah, that's bull.
That's money grab. That's what they do. All these teams do it, bro.
Yeah, they're
they all do this stuff where they're now changed. They get like I saw the other day, like some dude like wearing Yankees, and it was like a completely odd color, and I'm like, yo, bro, it just doesn't.
Yeah, tan. Fly. You see the light tan or something like that? Give me a break. That's not a Yankee.
It's the Yankees. You don't need to change it. Leave it alone.
At any rate,
it's like the Green Bay Packers, bro. I don't want the Green Bay Packers in purple. Give me the green and the yellow. Leave it alone. The logo's fine. Like I don't understand these teams. Like they're dying to change their logos, and you know, but it's more. Yeah, I know it's a money grab. But yeah. I respect so much that the Giants and the Steelers and the
Packers, hardcore, basic stuff.
And they are who they are.
Good organizations, both of them.
Right, but they don't change the logo. There's just no need to, bro.
Yeah,
none.
Yeah.
I mean, the Steelers are, they're not even rich enough to be able to afford the other side of the helmet. And they keep it that way.
Well, don't say that the Rooney family's got a couple bucks. I think they can afford.
I'm joking.
I think they can afford that decal.
I know, but they haven't even.
It's principle they're going with.
And they never changed it, and they stay with it. And I love
maybe
that.
Years ago they couldn't afford the decal. They got a couple shackles, I think.
Well, they can't afford it, but like they still don't do it.
You know, they sold a casino in New York for like $1 billion a couple years ago. Yeah. They used to have what was it? Yonkers, you know, it was very big.
That was the Rooney's?
Yeah. So it was the horse track, and then they owned it. And it was, you know, it was one of only two or three casinos in New York City region. They were just killing it. I went there a couple of times. I would park like, you know how, you know, about a half a mile from here is Publix across the street, maybe right. A little less than a half mile. It was further than Publix, and I was parking like way further. You know, and it was raining. I remember the one time I was like, this is insane. I'm walking by thousands of cars. And they had like 8,000 or 7,000 slot machines or something ridiculous. And they sold it to MGM.
Wow.
Who has a couple bucks also. Right. You know, and so at any rate.
Every combine and Senior Bowl, I would, I'm not going to say which one, but I would hang out with a specific Rooney and go smoke cigars.
Super, super nice people. I've golfed with them there. Really nice, great organization.
Yeah.
Met a couple of people there a few years back and couldn't be nicer.
We still go back and forth on
Couldn't be nicer. Couldn't be nicer. Pretty good golfers and really, really good people and good supportive of the community, too. But that being said,
what do you got going on?
Listen, I just want to tell you, I have to run quickly, but we have the basics that we always have, and we're still coming to you. We need to know another car. Or here's
Oh no, we got it now. You gotta get the RZX, bro, at Acura. I sent you.
But now
there's
a debate now.
Why?
Between a car and a boat, and I want to know if there's anybody.
No, wait more for the summer.
That's what we're planning. We're planning.
When is this one? June?
June or July? We're thinking. So car or boat? Not to say we wouldn't do the Acura. I'm not saying that.
Do the car hooked up to the boat?
Well, because it's a little pricey.
Yeah,
I don't have that kind of money. Yeah. It's a great idea, though. Would you do car or boat? And if anybody chimes in, it would be, even if there's five people chiming, it would be great just to know car or boat, you know? But they, because I'm.
All right, what do you guys think? Car or boat?
You give it away. A nice, you know, comparable car.
Acura or boat,
comparable price, boat.
Remember who's a sponsor of the program?
Yeah, but you got Acura guys. All the salesmen at Acura are calling up right now.
You made up a new one, a broat.
A broat.
Pat in Asheville wants a broat.
No, that's your.
They do
Sean.
Make them now.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
No.
Yeah, no, they've been making it for years. Where it goes right, a car goes into the water.
There's a new one now. There's actually a new one they just built now that actually does the water and the land. So Pat in Asheville is onto something there. You might want to give away. I mean,
I'm not giving a boat. I'm not giving a broad away in Hialeah Park.
It's like a 007 thing.
Pat said, remember, the water levels are going to rise in Miami.
So now it's a safety thing. It's a safety issue, yeah.
Yeah, you can be your own 007.
Yeah.
You lower the windows, you just throw the fish out, and you just keep going in the Lotus.
Okay, so far, that's now there's actually...
A broat.
A broat, some rational reasons. Anyhow, I don't know, I better exit out of here because I think I'm just going to have an appetite next week for that big steak.
I hope so.
And look, you get a nice New Jersey. All of us get a nice New Jersey. We can start the fan club.
Bowers is from New Jersey?
No, a jersey.
Oh, a jersey. Okay. It's him.
I didn't
what
say
else
that.
Did I,
wait.
What I'm programmed.
Pig-o,
I'm programmed. Everything comes from Jersey.
I don't want your listeners thinking that I said that Bowers is from Jersey.
Well, you programmed me already. Well, you programmed all of us already.
He probably has some roots, though. Some relatives that live there, and he visited them and was inspired
that
in
makes
some way.
Sense.
Yeah, that would probably make sense. But all right, Big O. Now that we
and remember the $100 no regret first bet, like we told you earlier on the show, don't use the same email or number that you use with Hard Rock, but you go through the Hialeah Park, and you can then make your bets, and you'll get your no-regret 100 first bet. So take advantage, baby.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you as always. No, I got a little bit of a cold, so I don't want to shake.
Sounds good.
All right. I appreciate you.
Sounds good,
you.
Guys. Well, medium well on that filet.
You can order whatever you want. Whatever appetizer you want. You want to get a nice giant jumbo shrimp cocktail, because that's what I'm going to get. Big ones, dude. Love it over there. You really have never been to the Forge?
Where's that located?
That's in Miami Beach, like off of 41st, right in between Collins and right after.
There's an issue. I'll wait for.
What, it closed?
Yeah.
Oh, it closed. Oh, I know that there was something going on. Forgot about that. That's all right. No, that's all right. That's all right. I'll find another badass place. Wow, so they closed already. What a shame. It was a classic place, dude. Classic place. So, permanently closed? All right. So we're gonna have to pick somewhere else. And you live up north, right? So you know what? Maybe I'll pick something in that area where we can meet. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Broward and South Palm Beach, bro, is restaurant heaven. So, oh, you been to New York Prime yet? Yes. Did you have the garlic shrimp there?
No, but I love, like, that's a great steakhouse.
Oh, my God.
You go
God.
In, the butcher's right there.
New York Prime?
The Yankee logo
right
in the bone.
Is it Palmetto Park Road in 995 or something?
I thought it was Sample.
Sample? Maybe.
Wait.
It's way up there.
Yeah, I think it's Sample. The near Sample.
Yeah.
Sample
yeah.
and State Road
yeah,
7.
Because, Prime, New York Prime.
New York Prime. The only other one exists in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, and let me tell you, or I could take you to Seminole Coconut Creek, and we could go to the New York Yankee Steakhouse.
Oh, that's New York Prime.
Yeah, well, it's inside the Seminole
yeah,
Coconut
yeah,
Creek.
I can go across.
I got my knife there.
I can go across enemy lines.
I have my knife there.
Yeah.
I have my knife there, so I got to... It's in Boca. Yes,
oh,
it's in Boca.
I'm getting the Coconut Creek one mixed up.
It's right in front of... It's across from Prime Cigar. I love going to New York Prime and then go to Prime Cigar and relax and have a cigar. It's freaking amazing. That place is awesome.
When?
So I'll either take your New York Prime or we'll go to the Yankee Steak in Seminole Coconut
Creek.
And
three jerseys for all.
Okay.
All righty. Take care, guys.
You got it, baby.
New jerseys.
New jerseys.
They will be new.
Exactly. There you go. The great Steve Calabro, baby. Getting it done.